Hi everyone, welcome back to our podcast Sticky Subjects by Tampa Technologies. So today we are all about logistics, which is probably our most popular topic, I think, isn't it? So I think obviously being in Tampa evidence, logistics is a big point of risk in terms of packaging and shrinkage and theft and all of those trigger words that we talk about.
Yeah.
So, and I think logistics is obviously a very broad term for all of the verticals we talk about. And so logistics covers your specifics of the actual movement chain rather than the packing section. It's a bit, it's like a stage on from what we normally talk about.
Perhaps. It's the movement of goods as opposed to the packaging of goods.
Yeah. So this, I guess, fits in with anyone and everyone, whoever's listening from wherever, whatever customers
whoever
you've
moves
got.
Anything from A to B.
So, I mean, some of the statistics, again, just reading from our website, is that we have 11 billion pallets. So according to Statistica, the global number of pallets shipped annually is estimated to be 11 billion.
I feel like we're really contributing to that.
Yeah. I was speaking to someone last week and they buy in 400 pallets a week.
They buy them
a
in?
Week. They buy, yeah.
Gosh.
400 a week. That's a
That's a lot of pallets.
Yeah, it got a swear word the first time. So, I mean, that is a lot of pallets. I was like, well, you need pallet tape, of course.
Oh, obviously. Obviously. Good Lord, How could they be doing without it?
And then according to the FBI, the cost of cargo theft is estimated to be between 15 and 30 billion. Now, we do know this is a huge difference, but either way, it's a huge number, and that's really the point. It's really difficult to put a number on the specifics of the cost, so that's why it's big. But I think even if it was 1 billion, that's a huge number.
It is.
Do you think about the minimum being $15 billion?
Yeah.
That is, it just shows that cargo theft is such a prominent issue. And what we don't want to do is make people feel like, oh, you've got a problem, point fingers at them.
It's just too profitable for people, the naughty people.
It really is, yeah.
Everybody wants a deal, everybody wants a bargain, and people are not asking the right questions all the time as to where did this come from.
No, no. Well, I mean, if you like look at some trainers or anything, and then I was reading that my new hobby is running. I've done one run.
And a park run.
So we're signing up for a triathlon. If anyone wants to know, you'll probably see
in
the emails.
Oh, I love it. Now she said it.
Funny.
Committed now.
Yeah. But anyway, I was looking at trainers, and in the description it said these are genuine trainers. And I was like,
assume that they would.
Thank you for letting me know. Like, and also now I don't believe you. Like, I'm not sure that's worked. If they just had like our footwear label on the bottom when they arrived, I think I'd feel much
level
better
of assumption
about it.
Is that they are genuine.
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah. But if you're paying for them, like yes, okay, if you want some in the sale, and you still don't expect them now to be fake.
No.
Like you just expect it to be a sale price.
Wow.
Really strange. So yeah, I mean the cost of theft and the counterfeit and theft sort of all come under the same brackets. That's why we started calling it shrinkage.
Yeah.
Not just us. It's like quite a well-known thing.
Yeah. You can Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this whole issue is sort of links into wardrobing when we talked about fashion and logistics as well. So obviously it all ties in together.
And original equipment manufacturers.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just feral, isn't it, really?
Yes.
So the thing what we don't want to do is try and make people feel like more sad and upset about it. What we want to do is enable them to fix it and promote their brand and improve the
brand.
We are
aware there is an issue.
Yeah.
You are aware there is an issue.
This fixes it, but
so,
all of these other things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this one label, this one bit of tape can make all the difference and you can smile.
Yeah. And move
absolutely.
On. Fine. So the other sort of really scary statistic in this world is that 20 of every 100 products is returned due to poor packaging or it's a counterfeit. So obviously two separate issues, but 20 in 100.
Well, that goes back to this returns industry that we didn't even know existed.
Yeah, reverse logistics, is it called? Yeah.
So we're actually doing the outward logistics at the moment, but the reverse logistics is a huge market now.
Yeah, yeah. And that's definitely a thing that we weren't even aware of.
Yeah.
Of course, what we always try and do is stop the need for reverse logistics. And of course, there's going to be a point where you can't stop it. So it's a case of what happens there? Why does it happen? Okay, well, if you try an item on and it doesn't fit, it goes into reverse logistics.
Some people are just trained with mail order shopping and they just buy both sizes and they just know they're going to send something back.
Yeah, yeah.
You are particularly bad at sending things back.
It's definitely not for me.
That is not a you thing.
I was going to buy some the other day and I was like, oh, I don't know if it's the right size. Like, and I thought, oh, I'll just buy it. I thought, no, I won't. Because then I'll just pay for it. Like, it'll just be sat, like, at home.
It's a lot easier when you lived at home, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mummy can fix this for me. Funny. But yeah, reverse logistics actually is a whole separate subject and Googling it really is very interesting.
Yeah.
And again, the statistics there are also equally feral as everything else we talk about in the world of tax.
Absolutely. We've already covered reverse logistics on a previous podcast, haven't we? So just have a listen to that one and then you'll find that we've talked about that. But it was this logistics.
Yeah, I think was that we talked about that when we were talking about Tampa Shield and things as well, I think.
It's in counterfeiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in retail. Which podcast was it? Can you remember?
We'll pop it up.
Yeah, it'll be there. His favourite. We could both do arrows, Harriet. Woo!
Brilliant. Okay, brilliant. So yeah, that's what we're talking about, logistics as a whole.
This is like the traditional logistics. Yeah. If you said the word logistics to somebody on the street, this is what they would expect it to be.
100%, yeah. So we will get to sort of the packing segment of it, but the logistics that we're going to talk about primarily is the movement of goods. So it's after it's left your warehouse, that's kind of the main thing.
And before it gets to your customer and the journey it goes on, unsupervised. Yeah.
So the first thing, and probably the most natural thing that we all think about, is containers and lorries.
Yeah.
So the vehicle that it goes in, primarily, these are the two sort of main modes of transport. And so, yeah, if we start with containers, of course, if you think of container loads, then you probably think, okay, I need a bolt seal or a pull-tight seal. That's what goes in a lorry generally.
Yeah, it's traditional.
Yeah. And this is absolutely fine. Really great. Obviously, it's a great solution. It's like on every lorry. So what we're doing is offering a complementary solution. So the bolt seals and pull-tight seals that go on, often they only have a number. Now, it is so easy to replicate that solution.
Unfortunately.
And so therefore, you can go in the container, get out whatever you want, swap whatever you want, seal it back up with the same looking number, let it crack on its way, basically. So... the point here is what we've got is some big container seal labels.
I mean, when we talk big, we're talking big.
They are huge, yeah. And so what we do is you can either put one over the back doors of the container. So on our website, when you go to logistics and go to container seals, you'll see the images. I think we actually have a video where the lorry drives away as well, which is really nice. Point being that if it's tampered, it leaves a great big permanent void message on the container. Now, we do them in non-residue as well. Just so happens that the permanent options are far more popular.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised by this because I wouldn't probably want permanent residue.
Absolutely.
All over
we were
container.
All surprised by that, which is why the original label was a non-residue.
Yes, yeah.
And basically, people said it was great because it was cleaning the lorry
yeah.
and cleaning the container. Because when you pull it off, obviously, it brings the dirt. It's like, oh, I'll use that one again.
Yeah, they are very, very dirty. Surfaces.
Yeah.
The permanent is more forgiving on a very, very dirty surface.
I mean, it would be nice if it could be cleaned.
Just a little wipe.
Just a little gentle wipe.
Not asking too much.
But yes, we are.
So we actually have another sort of upgraded solution for this as well. So where we've got this great big label that says container seal, it's got a number on, obviously it's got a customised security message. You can add barcode, QR code. The beauty of it is from a distance, you can see if it's been tampered. So it's a really bold visual evidence.
It's a huge void.
Yeah. So what we actually, the reason this all came about was actually where the container had got onto the cargo boat and it was being, the containers were being tampered with on the ships.
Yeah.
So they couldn't see where and what was going on from a distance. So obviously the bolt seals and the pull-tight seals are really small.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was giving them a much sort of quicker check, visual check, and really highlighting which containers were being targeted. And so what people started to do was actually put them on all four corners rather than just over that centre portion of the two doors, because then people take, I mean, it's amazing, people take the doors off from the hinges in one lot so they don't break the middle, and then they put them back on the hinges and crack on. So obviously these labels are very much a complementary to the pull-tight and the bolt seal.
Also, these labels react and go void when they're sliced with a knife as well.
Yes, yeah.
So there's no re-sticking them together in any way, shape or form. Even if you thought you could try, you can't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if you like try and sellotape over the top to hide it, well, it's still so obvious.
The sellotape doesn't stick.
No.
Because of the silicone coverage. So,
I mean, yeah, it's a great solution. Yeah. I think the videos and photos show it really better than we can probably explain it.
It's been designed to deter, and as a deterrent, it is working very well.
Yeah.
It works alongside, as you say, as a complementary.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So this is, it depends on what the company are finding the method of attack is. So when we then say, okay, if you're going to put it over the two doors or apply it over the corners and on the, each four corners, and like where the pins are, then we do really need it slightly cleaning. Like just applying the label to dust is not really going to... It might work. Like we can do a super high coat weight version and, you know, we can...
The other beauty of them is the fact that they are very stable in outside conditions.
Yeah, really. And in the sea and the wind and everything, they stay put. Which is great. But the other option, what we've got now as well, is basically a tape-on liner. So what we do is we do some special back scoring, and you basically feed the tamper evidence through the back of the metal poles on the doors and then stick it to itself.
Yeah.
So of course, when we stick to itself, we've got a controlled environment. We know.
So
it'll
if you
avoid
don't
really
want
well.
To clean your container, yeah. This is a good option.
Exactly, yeah. And you can't obviously open the doors without cutting it or snapping it. And again, it shows tampering. So there is different methods depending on where the problem is and what the problem is and if they can clean, if they can't clean, and all of these different
It's just
factors.
A conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So
the products evolve as the, can the what's the word?
The products... The crime.
Yes, evolve as the crime changes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think the other... When we go from containers, we then go to trucks and lorries. So... I mean, there's actually a massive industry in terms of trucks and lorries that you don't think about, because we always think, okay, let's secure the lorry, or let's secure the doors, or let's secure the curtain, and what can we do and how do we do it? But also these vans and stuff, they've got obviously their engines, they're getting parts stolen out of, so they need the bonnet protecting. They've got compressors, they've got forklifts. So all of these different things get protected, and there's applications on a lorry for like over 10 labels per journey.
Not to mention the fuel.
Yeah. So it's just, it's quite amazing really that this topic actually gets a lot bigger than probably what you expect initially.
So if you're talking to a logistics company,
it
isn't just what they do as a job, it's how they do their job.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a case of just understanding what are they doing now, what are the problems, where's the pain, and if we can, and what we can do to reduce it.
Yeah.
And that's, it's just a case of reducing pain points rather
than... The other
than
thing is, it's a very competitive market. So using something as a tamper-evident tape and a label with your branding on raises your profile beautifully within this sector as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's quite a nice way of very clearly being who you are and the company name.
And you can be like partner A with the shipping company name.
Yeah.
Like you can do it together and promote together.
Yeah.
And then you can do, obviously both companies could then do social media posts and explain to people that they're looking after the cargo and the shipments.
Absolutely.
And as a company, we ship via both lorries and containers. And that would be nice for me. If I'd seen that, I would go, okay, next time I'm also going to ask them for a price.
Yes.
Because that would be like, oh, well, if any peace of mind to know that the goods, especially, you know, a container load is a lot of value
in
one place.
It is. Well, a pallet load is a lot of value.
Well, exactly. Yeah, well, we said the average pallet is thousands of pounds.
Exactly. So. In some cases, are boxes. Yeah. You know, so it literally...
It's going to quickly add up when you put 20 of them together.
And as we have discussed previously, but because this is a separate podcast, we'll mention it again, and I think it's worthy of conversation. You can add this charge that you feel is an extra cost to your business.
Yeah.
To the customer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because the customer will pay for peace of mind.
Yeah, I mean, if when we're shipping a container, well, we secure our own containers. And obviously sometimes they come with their own seals, and that's how I know that most of them only have a number on, because it's not enough.
Yes.
And then we're saying, okay, well, we'll put our own label on as well, and then we know. But if someone was going to say to me, oh, we're going to put a £10 surcharge on for securing the container in full with these four labels on plus the seal.
And you can track it with this, you can trace it with this.
Yeah, then I'd be like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. Like, in the cost of a container, to be honest, you're not going to notice.
No.
And the label, four labels aren't going to cost them £10.
No.
So, unless they want to pay, then this is fine. Basically, they can make money on the solution as well.
Exactly.
And I think that's a key part, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be absorbed by the business, who are already having all these extra charges of fuel and utility costs, et cetera, not to mention minimum wages, blah-de-blah. This is not a cost that you can't pass on. It is a cost you can
pass on. Yeah, and justify it. Like, obviously...
Easily.
When you're... If you if I put my purchasing head on, I'm like, I want a deal, I want this, that and the other. But okay, we all want that, but we want that for the best offer.
Exactly.
And the best offer could be, okay, well, £10 extra for a secure container load.
Guaranteed secure. I mean, the insurance goes down, everything.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, that's when we, the same as comparing the pallet security tape to the value of the pallet. So comparing the tamper shield to the value of the garment and comparing, you know, the box tape to the value of the contents in the box. This is the same thing. Compare the price of the labels to the value in the container. You're going to have a much bigger gap in this case than any
other. Too right.
So then we come back to sort of your curtain-sided lorries.
Yes.
Wagons, lorries, trucks, whatever we call them. This is a massive issue because lorry drivers now are being fined over £10,000 if they find someone's like hiding in their lorry. But how would they know? Like, that's it's not like they've gone, come in, mate, you know?
No,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. It has always been crazy. But they feel that the only way to manage it is to put the onus onto the lorry drivers because otherwise it's just feral out there.
It's unbelievable.
And there's a lot of desperate people.
Yeah.
And so if you as a lorry driver are aware that this is a cost to you, you are going to check your lorry
100%.
Twice as hard as if you would as a regular citizen, to be perfectly honest.
To be honest, if there's no cost to it, then it's like, oh, well, I'll just hope.
Yeah.
But if there's a cost to it, especially 10,000.
It's just ridiculous. And it's sad that people want to put themselves underneath your lorry and inside your lorry and hope that they're not going to get suffocated in the travelling.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's terrible, but it is. It's not the lorry driver's fault, and therefore it shouldn't be their responsibility.
That's the thing, yeah.
But, you know, just by simply applying a tamper evident label, again, deters them from your wagon.
100%. I mean,
it's still going to go on, but it's going to stop them going into
your
wagon.
They're going to pick on an easier one.
They are.
So what we do is we're using non-residue labels and then applying them over the clasps. So on the curtain side, as obviously we've got all the clasps all the way down, we're applying one per clasp or a tape on liner that you can sort of just run around the lorry. Look, it is going to take a few minutes to apply and it is going to be slightly annoying, but it's far less expensive than the cost incurred from £10,000.
And it's reassuring for the lorry driver as well to know that he can take responsibility for his wagon that way.
Yeah.
Because he knows, he's checked it and he's clear.
And he's trying to do something proactive.
Yeah.
Like, we need these guys and girls to make sure, like, they can demonstrate they're doing the best possible thing they're doing. And
absolutely.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got lots of different methods. I think that's the key.
Yes.
So once we've got contacts and conversations going in these industries with these types of customer, we just need to understand, again, what their pain points are, what's the problem, and if and how we can solve it. It doesn't need to always be a tamper evident solution. Obviously, our opinion is that it probably will be, but we'll just always do the best and give the best advice we can.
Yeah.
And if that's, okay, use a bolt seal here, but use tamper evident labels here, and you've got something complementary within the range.
Absolutely.
Then that's fantastic, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
So, and it's the same, these dunnage bags, these blow-up bags that you put between the pallets in the containers to stop them wobbling. And it's the same if you've got a customer taking them, then there's a likelihood that you could sell either pallet security tape or bolt seals and labels or labels from the outside.
Because if they're using those, they've got two pallets.
yeah, there's something going on there as part of a bigger picture. And I think obviously in the earlier podcast episodes, a big thing for us is complementary solutions.
Yeah.
And that's what we've built the new website around. Probably shouldn't call it new anymore, but well, 4 months, it's still
a baby.
Yeah,
it's still being searched and Googled and crawled right over by SEO, so
it's still new. And so what we want to do is, when we look at an industry, supply more than one solution to that customer, really.
The other thing is, these can all be numbered, QR code printed 100%. On everything on that as well, so if you want to promote your business you can, but if you want to do the track and trace you can.
Yeah.
But we also do dual number tabs.
Yes.
And all of these dual number tabs work on the big container seals and they work on the little seals on the wagons.
Absolutely, yeah.
So again, they remove the potential human mistakes of writing down the wrong numbers or whatever. And if you've got a curtain-sided vehicle, for example, that's got, I don't know how many...
There's loads. I think it's like 20 per side or something.
Right.
Like that.
So if you've got that, then you can have 20 numbers that are exactly
absolutely.
The same. So
yeah.
that you know that was the roll of tape that you said, a bit like the pallet tape.
Yeah, yeah, it's associated.
Exactly. So yeah. So you can't just say, well, that was a sequential number and I missed one.
Yeah.
So that's why that's gone up.
And on a website, if you go to products and then permanent or non-residue labels, when you go to custom and click on dual number tab there, it'll give you the explanation of what it is. It's also called DNT.
Yeah.
That people have different names for it. We try and be as broad as possible with the terms yes. that we use. But it gives a really good visual there.
It's a receipt tab as well.
Yeah, receipt somebody called tab. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. So, yeah, if it was me in logistics, I would always have a receipt tab.
Absolutely.
Some customers have five, some customers have two, some customers just have one.
Depends on what their process is.
Absolutely, yeah. Like with an airline, multiple receipt tabs is great because they have so many pieces of paper.
Yes.
But where if you've got like a shipment and you just need one to match your paperwork to the delivery note that's going out the door, then this is also fine.
Yeah.
So the other thing is probably that you'd sort of initially think of when you're talking about logistics is your vans and your cars and vans.
Can I say, I still get excited on the motorway when I see a van with a tamper evident label across the back. I'm like, yay!
When we were in Plymouth a few weeks ago, there was a non-residue label in the fuel station and it was ours.
Like, yes,
from
brilliant.
Like, we'd made it like 4 weeks prior.
Yeah.
I was like, oh wow, that's a full circle. So yeah, we do non-residue labels and these are for the delivery vans.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be cash in transit, that's where you'd primarily see it. But then we've started moving into the general logistics sector.
Yeah.
So
man with a van.
Yeah, your people with vans that are delivering your Amazons, your Argos orders, anything like that. Of course, yeah. Most of them are self-employed and they go and do like contract work, don't they? And so it can be a branded van or it can be an unbranded car
yeah.
or van. It doesn't matter because the company uses the same process and that's
yeah.
what makes it easy. So they fill the van, put the label on, take a photo, pass the problem.
Yes,
and that's what
take
it's about,
your
really. Yeah. The responsibility goes over to the driver to then
yeah.
look after it. And so, yeah, it goes over the doors. It goes over the back doors, the side doors, whichever. And I think that this is what we were already doing this for years, but in COVID it linked into the enterprise rent-a-car and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Just sanitised.
And so it's funny, like, if you think, oh, well, we're just security, and then it's like, oh, well, actually now it's a sanitised point rather
yeah.
than a security point. And it's amazing how things change in
yeah.
different...
We'll write anything on the label.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Smiley faces, just sanitised. Don't steal.
So yeah, they're non-residue labels, again, custom void message. Generally, we do an outline void message because car paint can be pretty sticky
yeah.
and our labels do like it. So an outline void message, just make sure we're not leaving any residue on the car. Obviously, they are non-residue, so should be fine.
Yeah, but it also does mean that when you remove the label, it's very, very obvious
really
in
bold.
The label as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it can't be stuck down because depending on the type of non-residue that ends up being after some sampling that is the right one, then it'll either curl up on itself, it'll break with security cuts, or we've got some materials that don't need security cuts that break, or we can put their white panel on to make that really stunning effect so you
yeah.
get that the void message. Of course, it's completely irreversible. It's the bread to toast analogy,
yeah.
and it's exactly the same, isn't it? So, yeah, so our next one is tote boxes. So this is really a favourite topic of mine. It's still really up and coming because, of course, seals have been around so long in the tote
yeah.
box world. It's a bit of a change. Of course, generally tote boxes at the moment, they're used for returns, they're used for deliveries, they separate types of goods and it's very easy for people to move. They stack well. They're a great reusable
yeah.
solution to moving goods. What they use at the moment is clip-in seals, tote seals, funnily enough, in each end of the box, and then they stick labels all over the top of the box telling you what's in it, how it works, the date, the person, all of that.
In different colours, in different yeah. sizes.
So many different things. Mm. There's at least sort of three or four different things they need to buy, a type of label, colour of label, type of seal, colour of seal, numbering, etc.
And these are all sort of like literally on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Either in retail outlets or
yeah.
in warehouses.
It doesn't matter where you go from.
No.
If you're in a shopping centre and they're in a shop behind the desk, there's loads of tote boxes always
yeah.
there. We were at the Eurostar train port, not a ferry, is it? The other day, and they had them in their like cafe area,
yeah.
Loading up the duty free stuff.
Yeah,
they're literally everywhere.
Yeah,
and what we're saying is swap to the label tote box solution because you only need to do one supply line.
Yeah,
it's that is the pitch really.
Mm.
It's reduced plastic. It's reduced time. They integrate seamlessly onto every type of tote box. It's not like you've got any problem there. Of course, up on any opening or tampering, it demonstrates, you know, it demonstrates it. But what we do on the label is, of course, make it completely writable. So you can tick the day of the week, you can have your barcode, you can have the type of return, signature, you've got numbers on both that match. There's so many ways to make it integrate really quickly.
Basically, whatever your system is now, with as many labels as you're using,
yeah,
we can probably save you time as well as money.
100%.
And reduce mistakes.
Yeah. And really the best way is just to do a quick test. And the labels will show you.
Yes.
That's the best
the
way.
The artwork can be done in-house without any issue.
Absolutely.
For you.
So. Yeah. So I think the tote box labels are a really great solution.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a try. I mean, it is a reduction in plastic just on sort of an eco point, but it primarily is a reduction in time.
Yeah.
And you only need to buy one supply line rather than three or four for the same outcome.
Yes.
So it's just easier. So you've got time, ease and money, like, kind of.
Got to work, really, hasn't it?
So,
triple whammy.
Then we have fuel pump labels.
Yes, now this took me a while to get my head around this one. I must be honest. And it was started in America.
Yes, and that is definitely the biggest market. Like,
yeah,
if you guys are in the US, this is definitely for you. I emailed our customer in the UAE about these, like, we're talking about different applications and different ideas. He was like, oh, we don't get out our cars at the fuel pumps. They do that for us. I was like, oh, you are not the guys for this.
That's like talking to the South Americans over returns for retail,
yes,
isn't it?
We don't do that. That's not the problem we have. Okay.
It's always good to know culturally how things are different.
Yeah, completely different. But yeah, the US is massive for this, aren't they? I think this is, that must have been the area it started in.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So they go over the area where the chip and pin is, basically, where you put your card and it takes your details. What people were doing is taking out that unit, putting a card reader in and putting it back in, and then they'll come back a few days later and obviously have loads of people's card details to go and steal money from. So it wasn't actually for fuel to start with. It was for the card readers at the fuel pumps. And obviously there is loads of cameras and stuff, but it's...
Skimming, is that what that's called?
Yeah,
something
I think
like that.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, non-residue, it's the same solution as what is on the vans and the cars.
Yeah.
It's just formatted differently, obviously, for that environment and application.
Yeah.
You don't need as big a label, perhaps. Obviously, the colours, it could be really red and bold, or it could be clear and super subtle.
I mean, they're particularly useful for the pumps where they're unmanned.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of garages now that they don't have people.
Yeah.
And you just can stop and fill up and go. And so that's where they were particularly vulnerable, and that's where they were being used initially.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And they're a really great, easy solution to the problem. And I think when we look at a problem solution, that's what we kind of want to say, okay, well, this is the pain I'm having. These people are coming to do this card skimming.
And to be perfectly honest, as a consumer, I wouldn't know that I wanted... I mean, I don't know what they look like when they're not right, I'll be honest.
No.
So, you know, they say to you, you know, put your hand over it, do this, do that, do the other. But if you're putting your card into or tapping your card on something that isn't real, then that's a problem.
Absolutely.
So to see a label on it now, to know that that's a genuine item that you can't get from anywhere else, therefore it is a secured item in a vulnerable location, I'd be like, oh, I
can
trust
like
this one.
It's that reassurance and trust, isn't it? So
when
we talk about our products in tamper evidence, the basic is that, yes, we are security. We are going to secure your item, your place, your space, your product, your people. It does that.
Yes.
That's done.
That's taken for granted.
Don't think about it. Now think of all the other things that you're getting. You've got that feel-good factor. You've got reassurance for your brand, your customers.
Yeah.
You've got your brand identity that you can now promote. Like, there is a lot of other factors.
There's a lot of bonuses.
Yeah, you can pass the cost on in a lot of cases because the customer wants to pay the 15 pence more for food that isn't tampered with. Like, there is a lot of different things.
Well, there's different budgets within the business that might think, oh, I could use that for advertising or marketing.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to share the costs.
Yeah. So security,
which are not that much.
No, absolutely not.
Just saying.
Well, it's less than pennies per label. Less than a pence per label in most cases. And so the thing is that, okay, we do security. That's our thing. After that, what are you getting?
Yeah.
You're getting reassurance, you're getting trust, you're getting brand identity, and you're getting a whole host of other benefits over here that you wouldn't associate naturally.
And time saving in a lot of cases.
Yeah. All of these things
and
lead to time and cost savings.
Yeah.
So Then we go back to our trusty box tape.
Dun, dun, we may have mentioned this before.
Probably. So yeah, box tape, carton tape, packaging tape, whatever we want to call it, it's the same thing. It's tape on a core, on a reel. You apply it by hand, you apply it using a tape gun, semi-automatic or fully automatic machines.
So, any time, any place, anywhere.
Yeah. So this is obviously a huge solution. I think obviously what we're sort of talking about now is when we apply tape to a box, that's a cardboard box generally speaking, so we could use paper tape to match the materials. So when we then move to a pallet, we'll use the pallet tape, which is a recyclable plastic, and then use that to match the plastic wrap.
Yeah.
And just match your materials really. So yeah, secure box tape is to prevent tampering. Again, security dealt with. On this tape, like if you look at any custom branded packing tape that isn't tamper evident, you've promote your brand generally speaking. Yeah. And if you've got your craft tapes and you put your brand on, you tell everyone how eco-conscious and friendly you are and it's all fantastic. Well, we do the same, but you're secure.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, isn't it? And so when you're secure, you're going to deter theft.
Because just by writing security tape on your security tape that isn't sticky and doesn't stick to your box, it's not security tape.
It's really not security tape. No, and it's very annoying.
And writing fragile on it is...
Security active. No, it's not. There's no security active. We can say a lot of things. I can say pigs can fly. It means absolutely nothing. But you need tamper-evident tape.
You do. That makes your tape secure.
Yeah. So that means it will do something upon tampering,
yes.
Not just open, like normal, like just do nothing.
Yeah.
It means it will break or it will leave a void message, as in that hidden message that it leaves on the box.
Yes.
You know, it needs
permanent,
to do something.
Irreversible.
Yeah. Unique security.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty important.
I think so. I mean, it might be because that's our job. But I do think if you've said security tape, it should be a security tape.
Yeah, yeah. I think this too.
Yeah.
Emphatically, is that the word?
I think that's a good word.
So, yeah, security box tape, super, super important in really any supply line in any industry, I think.
Yeah, you know. Shouldn't really just be using ordinary tape anymore. In today's world, there's just too much out there that's going to threaten your transportation and your boxes.
Well, again, we've done a cost. If you take, like, if you want it, just basically drop me an email. But we've done an analysis on the cost when you do like a versus.
Yeah.
And even if, for example, if we use like a very expensive example, and you add 20 pence per box.
Yeah.
Okay, 20 pence per box, like quite a lot. Like if you think every penny
absolutely
counts, everything matters. Great.
Think how many boxes on a pallet? How many boxes? You know,
exactly.
Pallets
yeah.
in a container.
Like you can definitely like that's quite
yeah,
a lot of money.
It's pounds.
Yeah. But even if one box gets stolen, how many pounds are in that box?
Exactly.
So how many 20p's are paid for by one issue? And then you think, okay, also my brand promotion, and when it gets to my customer or to my distributor or wherever it's going, and they know that they've been looked after, and that feel-good thing, and the loyalty and repeat business, how much does that pay for?
Yeah.
And when you start thinking about all these other things that you're getting.
First impressions do count.
Massively.
And you're not, the tape isn't free already, so you're, and the process is already in place. So all you're doing is improving a system.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody should be trying to do anyway.
Well, it's like this whole, everyone is a unique selling point, or really nowadays Absolutely. You need more than one unique selling point. And offering great customer service is not a unique selling point anymore
no.
because everyone says they do it.
Yes.
You've just got to demonstrate that you do it and, yes, be better than everyone else or do the best you possibly can
yes.
do. But, you know, there's always going to be hiccups. That's part of life
yeah.
and the circle of business and all those things.
But if you've got a barcode
exactly.
and a number and a QR code, if you want it to have on it, and you're fitting into somebody's process, then it's a lot easier to find
yeah.
where that box got missing,
yeah.
when it went missing, and who was the last person that saw that box. And therefore, you can reduce the problem quite quickly because most people will not choose that route.
Well, I think when we talk about unique selling point, if we think about like where can we add unique value,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're doing with the barcodes, with the numbers, with the custom messaging. So yes, we're going to customize the top, like that's everyone does that, like to an extent that is
absolutely
more normal.
Yes,
you get that in plain packing tape as well.
You do.
We're quite used to seeing that, When we're customising a void message or security message that will reveal upon tampering or opening, that is not normal. And that is where you're getting your authentic protection. And it is super important. We do that for free.
Yeah.
So we are going to make sure that the product that you're selling is giving that unique value, that unique selling point for you.
Yes.
So, and the reason we do it is because we want the job done properly, because we care that this problem reduces, this shrinkage.
And then you
problem.
Don't need to write on your website, these are genuine trainers.
Yeah.
Because you would know.
Because everyone
would.
Will know.
Absolutely.
So then, of course, boxes feed us nicely into pallets.
Absolutely.
Pallet tape is our new favourite subject.
Oh, goodness
I think we had a thing come up in, you know, like these reminders the other day saying that the original pallet tape was 9 years ago.
I've been talking about pallet tape for 9 years.
You're a very lucky lady.
I am. So lucky. Lucky.
Oh, funny. So, with the pallet tape, we also have crate tape. So, depending if you're shipping in wooden crates, which are getting more and more popular, actually.
Yeah. It's protected, isn't it, as well?
Very, very well protected, yeah. So, for extremely high value goods, so more like your art shipments, your crates are going to be, obviously, a better solution.
And also engineered parts. A lot of international shipments won't take them if they're not in crates because they just don't want the risk of damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you crate them up, your problem. Tig, you're it.
So, it's a similar solution, 27, 30 millimetres wide, with however many metres you want, so from 15 metres.
Super sticky though, isn't it?
Yeah, so the pallet tape is sort of designed to match the pallet wrap material and make sure you get that instant bond, instant void. The crate tape is a high coat weight variant of the tape with a special adhesive to make sure it bonds to the wood. That's the most important thing.
Which you wouldn't think it could do, because if you've tried to stick wood together, you'll find
it's
quite difficult. So we have proven that we can do this.
Yeah. So the crate tape is a really great sort of separate solution. We'll add this to the website probably.
Oh, will we? It's going to get a whole new page. Yeah. Excellent. I'm glad we're talking about it.
So pallet security, of course, it's just comparing the value of the roll of pallet tape to the value on the pallet, making sure that as a brand, you're protecting your brand, you're protecting your share prices, your stock value,
also your workforce.
100%.
Because if the workforce, the employees have applied the tape, they know what they're doing, everybody's safe.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to accuse anybody of doing anything, because this was what was put on the pallet. That's what everybody saw put on the pallet.
Yeah.
And then that's what you wrap the pallet in. Off you go. It wasn't with you.
The key here is, like, the benefit is that everyone's going to benefit. Everyone gains from this solution.
It's a win-win.
The only people that are losing are the bad people.
Yes, the naughty people.
The naughty people. They're going to go and pick up something else.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's better. Yeah. And eventually, hopefully, we'll get enough people in the chain protected and they'll just go and do something else and perhaps contribute to society rather than causing trouble. That would be fantastic.
Oh. Picky. She wants a utopia now.
And the other thing is just to sort of mention on the final note is that everything goes on automated lines.
Yes.
So we do up to 900 metres on a roll, so we wouldn't do that on a 27mm wide tape because it would probably collapse when you pick it up. But on a 40mm wide upwards, you just need to make sure you've got strength in the roll because we put so much adhesive on it. So where you get your normal packing tape that doesn't void, or it might not even stick, but it might, you don't have much glue on at all.
No.
So when you compare like Sellotape tape to our clear tape, you just have to like touch it and you can really feel and see the difference, can't you?
Yeah.
So basically it's all designed to integrate into existing systems.
I just have to point out here, when we had the automatic tape machine here for us to try and we videoed it, I need to apologise for what I was wearing. Because it's like a floaty top next to this piece of machinery, and it does worry me that people think that I'm not aware of the health and safety.
not sort of a natural.
Just look at how well the automatic tape machine works
not
with
your,
the tape.
Your jeans and high vis wasn't.
Wasn't wearing that. No.
Your safety boots.
No, none of that.
Just it's press the button. It's easier to use when you're wearing the PPE, probably.
Probably, that wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
It was literally, we just had the machine and we wanted to video it, showing you how it worked, so we did. And then retrospectively...
We'll put the link to the video so you can assess.
No, if you do find it.
Funny, brilliant. So yeah, very much integrating. So whether you chose a label with a dual number tab and you want an automatic applicator, or you want something that makes it quick and easy to applicate them, or a tape, obviously on a tape dispenser or an automatic tape dispenser, then just ask. We have got our partners that support that process for you, and we know obviously the tape works great. So yeah, I think that's everything.
Okie dokie.
Perfect. Thanks for listening, guys. Any questions, get in touch and speak soon.
Cheers.